Jumbo and welcome to our Digital Parenting Podcast. This is the platform for you to be because we are helping you raise children in the fourth industrial revolution. Our parenting classes provide the foundation, guidelines, and tools for parents to create conducive environments for their children to thrive and thinking about the whole entire system of who has access to your children. The goal is to develop healthy relationships that emerge to happy, responsible, independent children and families. My goal here is to equip you to create an environment for your children to thrive while they are online. So let's learn all things digital parenting. I am your host, Evelyn Kasina. Now, previously we discussed about values, and today I have this thought-provoking question. What do your children actually do online? And I want you to just take a moment to think about that question, because do we actually really know what our children do online? Another question that I would want to provoke you with is, what age were you when you accessed the kind of technology that our children have at this particular day and age? And one of the things that I realized, even having conversations with children at this point, in the last 6 months, many of them have taken up new hobbies, and hobbies that are not necessarily physical, hobbies that are online, and they are gaming. Some didn't know what gaming was all about, but in the last 6 months, they have started gaming. Most of them are downloading videos, and we are all using technology to connect with our friends. This is due to the global pandemic of COVID-19 that is currently happening in the world. And we have begun to appreciate the value of technology. When you think about what your children actually do, before COVID, it was a very different conversation. Why? Because we didn't have much access and we could actually limit the kind of screen time our children are having. But now, guess what? Education is online for those who can afford online learning. We even have the government trying to bring in content through the free-to-air digital platforms for children to learn, which means that is additional screen time. We even have the government, through its radio broadcasting, getting content for audio so that our children can still keep being engaged at home, which means there has been quite a significant uptake when it comes to technology and gadgets. And I want to just draw your attention to thinking about some of the things that are good when our children are online, and not to scare you, because probably when I asked that question, your answer was, I don't know. Sometimes I also don't know what my children are all about, but I'm here to assure you that you're not alone. And I want to take you through this podcast to start giving you that mind shift and giving you those the skills that you can start applying now, so that you get in touch with what your children are actually doing online. And I just want to also say that digital technology has become a fundamental part of our children's lives. Your children, our children, they need to understand that these principles of online safety apply. The same way we have the discussions of physical safety, we need to start emphasizing on the same principles to be applied when they're online. Because although there's a tendency to limit access to technology, there is actually a lot of good that our children can do while they are on the online space. And as you're thinking about this, I know you're saying that I have fears, Evelyn, and I want to ask you to share with us on the comment section of our podcast, what are the greatest concerns you have when keeping your children safe online? I have mentioned this a couple of times, and I keep saying that one of my biggest concerns is to have my children becoming gadget dependent, and they cannot do anything but be on a gadget in front of a screen, you know, either it's for entertainment, either it's for schooling, either it's for socialization or communication. The fear of them being addicted to their gadgets is real for me, and I know that very many parents have different fears. I have interacted with a few of you, and you have actually told me quite a number of things, that, you know what, my child is more tech savvy than I am, and that is true for very many of us. And some of us keep saying that we don't want our children to access what we might call mature or inappropriate content. Again, I always emphasize that the term of maturity or the term of inappropriateness is based on family to family. But however, thinking about it, there are certain things that we do not want our children to access before their age of maturity comes. And also just trying to think around the time they spend, because It could be they're doing something great. They could be coding. My son is currently doing chess online and he's preparing for tournaments. It could be amazing, but the number of screen time, the hours that they spend in front of a screen, it could have negative health effects on them. And we those are the kind of fears that we have. And I want you to just, as you introspect and you start thinking about your own environment, I want to start bringing you into the space where we can create boundaries within screen time. We can create boundaries at home where we can balance between educational screen time and entertainment screen time. And for parents and guardians and educators out there, we need to understand that technology is an amazing force of good. And whether we like it or not, we cannot stop our children from using technology. And by the end of this podcast, I would really hope that you can take at least two things, go and apply them, and try and look for how children and people around the globe are using technology to build themselves, as opposed to just becoming couch potatoes or zombified. And when we look at this, I want you to even just try and look at your own mannerisms and behaviors when you're using technology. And this is a question I pop up within my training all the time. And I ask parents, what is the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning? Some of them, a majority of us, are using our phones right now as an alarm system. So you're either snoozing or stopping the alarm from beeping. And once that is done and you're awake, you could not possibly be out of your bed. However, you're on your phone going through Twitter, you have this Facebook app, you're on WhatsApp, and you have not even said good morning to the person sleeping next to you or the people you're sharing a roof with. And that can start becoming a red flag when we talk about dependency. So how can we enable that our homes are conducive? How can we make sure that we all seem to have a grip over our own technology? I teach a very simple concept of prioritization, and I use big rocks, small rocks, and petals while I'm teaching this subject. And I tell people they need to prioritize how they engage technology. Before we did this exercise, there's something that used to frustrate me a lot. And my children would always wake up, and the first thing they'd come, if we are not awake, they'd come knock at our door and say, "Mommy, can I watch?" And in my head, I'm thinking, you've not done your chores. You've not had breakfast. You've not said good morning to me, you know. Have you even said a prayer? And I realized that it is my responsibility to help them prioritize, because they were doing these chores, but it was part of their day. And sometimes, without noticing, you'd realize that at 1 o'clock, your children are still in their PJs, and especially when they're on holiday. And so I created this, I borrowed this mechanism of design thinking where we need to be able to start prioritizing. And as we are prioritizing and helping our children also create some sort of schedule, technology needs to have its place, right? So I want you to just do 4 big rocks. And I will give examples of my own big rocks as we're going through so that you can have a gist of what I'm talking about. And think about the first 4 things that you have to do before you engage the world. For me, God is a big rock. Another big rock for me, because I'm back to school, education is a big rock. I am a lover of family. My family is a huge rock. And then my health is a huge rock as well. I had to add my health as a huge rock because I realized if I don't take care of myself, I might not be in a position to take care of the people around me. And in this particular COVID-19 dispensation that we are in, having physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health is a very fundamental thing. You could be physically fit, but you're going through a lot of heavy mental baggage, and that can actually weigh you down from being a productive person or being a loving soul around people. And so I had to add my health as part of my big rocks. So I wake up very early in the morning. I have my conversation with God. I say good morning to my husband. I go kiss my babies. I come to my office, which is in my house at this point, and I get into my books. When I hit, say, 8 o'clock, I do 20 laps up the stairs and down the stairs. And for me, that is putting my health in place. Now, when I'm done with that, I come and engage my small rocks. And I have actually made sure that I have particularly labeled and named each of my small rocks. From my WhatsApp, from my Facebook, to my socialization, to when I make my phone calls to my friends and business colleagues. When I bring in my work schedule, when I bring in my family schedule, those are part of my small rocks. And I have actually made sure that I have to name each one of them. There are certain social media platforms for me are in the petal side because I can actually survive without them. And I found myself going for days on end without actually checking on them. And for me, those are the likes of Instagram and Twitter at this point, but I keep juggling up and down with them. But for me, at this particular moment, those remain to be my petals. Then when I talk about petals, these are the non-essentials, the things that you can actually do without. And this is an example of, you know, choosing between ice cream and water because it's so sunny outside and you really need to cool off. Those are the things. And when we are thinking about creating schedules for our children, the particular point of petals and small rocks can be a bit confusing. And I want parents to start thinking about video games at this point and social media. If your children are not of age to be on social media, and by age here I mean 13 and above, we need to start having deliberate conversations with them because they will get to that point where they need to be on social media and they need to start knowing how to be responsible citizens when they're at it. However, you might have children who are already on social media. Are you engaging them in terms of knowing what they post, the kind of security they've reinforced on their phones and stuff like that? Those comes between small rocks and petals. Perhaps your child has a video game right now and there's a new video game that has come up, but they really, 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 really want it. It becomes a petal because probably they're pressuring you when you've not budgeted for it, you've not thought about it, or you've not pre-screened it. And so it becomes a petal because they already have existing games they're playing with. However, they just want new games because they're fashionable and trendy. And think about that in terms of yourself and think about it in terms of how you're going to help your children go through this. And then while we are at it, start thinking about the kind of ground rules that you have set for your family when it comes to their devices. And for me, there are certain things that I have done within my house. I keep changing them with the seasons. Before COVID, I had very strict family rules and I had to adjust a few of them because the dispensation has changed. And one of the things that we have at home is what we call tech-free zones. And I'll just mention a few of the places where we do not engage technology. And one of those places is very divine for me is the meal table. We try as much as possible to have meals with our children. So at least breakfast and dinner, both my husband and I will be seated with our children having dinner. But lunchtime, we realize that people are hungry within the day. And when it's lunchtime, some of us are hungry, some of us aren't. So people eat at their own leisure. However, at the meal table, technology is a way so that we can engage in quality conversations and we can ask each other deep stuff and, you know, try to converse and look at each other's eyes. And we have realized over time that the quality of conversations in our house has really improved and it's become very rich. When we're in our bedrooms, especially for the adults who have portable phones, we try as much as possible to leave our conversations away. My husband is a doctor, so I said there are certain things that we had to adjust. Before COVID, we were not going with our phones to the bedroom. However, because he is in the front line right now, we are allowing his phone in the bedroom because of emergencies. However, it's on silent when we're asleep, or we are trying to manage that because it's an ongoing conversation. When we are driving, unless our phones are on hands-free, but we really try not to pick calls when we're driving, that's a tech-free zone. In the toilet, parents, guys, toilet. I keep insisting, and people laugh at me when I say that. The toilet is a tech-free zone. Try as much as possible not to go with your gadgets in the toilet. For those of us who have children who are into the gadgets and into gaming, I keep saying, try and have your children not get their gadgets into their bedrooms. Because sometimes they don't now create the boundaries we were speaking about, and you don't know whether they're asleep or not. And having them being in front of a gadget, even in their bedrooms, could affect the quality of their day the following day. And that is something that we are trying to make sure we enforce. We don't carry portable gadgets to our bedrooms. And when we're having movie night, we try as much as possible to just have one gadget at a time. And for me, this is very paramount because I get to get involved with what my children love to watch. We have pre-screened the movie and I start picking the innuendo and spark conversations within the movie as we are watching. And I found that it is important for us because our children get to see that we also have a grip of our phones and our technology. So it's one gadget at a time. When we're doing game night, unless we're playing Kahoots, which is a new game that I really love, Kahoots, you have to use technology. Again, that's one device at a time. However, when you're playing board games, there is no technology we get involved in at that time. And so you feel free to create ground rules around technology, around the family, just trying to see how we can create certain boundaries for our children and ourselves so that we can create a conducive environment for them. And I want you to just think around that. if you have had this conversation of family values, the set of rules you bring in will tie into your family values. And especially when you're having this conversation with your teenagers who are already on social media, or our children who are playing multiplayer games with people outside the house, could be friends, could be strangers, always instill the family values, because we talked about it last time and it's a wonderful conversation for us to have with our children. And I would just love to have this set of words, this set of skills and guidelines that will help you through creating this conducive environment. We are going to be going through this series. We are going to be walking this journey together. And I would love you to share what you have already instilled, what you have already done, and how you plan to start having this engagement with your children. Because that is the whole point, us helping each other so that we can raise a generation that is of digital citizen. Children who are grounded on values and children who have a different kind of mindset, because the truth is they are living in a different dispensation. We are in the fourth industrial revolution, yes. However, COVID-19 is shaping a new world for us. It is shaping a world where technology is a very core thing for us to have. And that could be scary, because we didn't have these conversations with our children before. We were trying to procrastinate it. But this is a global thing. So we have to belt up, buckle, and join this whole group of parents who want to raise digital citizens and digital champions for the world. And I would just like to thank you so much for taking your time to listen to this podcast. Please share it with your friends. Please subscribe to it. And please interact with us in the Q&A, or interact with us in the with questions and at the comment section. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you would love us to air in our next podcast. And we would love to be able to engage with you. And we promise that this podcast will be coming to you on a weekly basis. So please be anticipating. And if you do not subscribe, you will not get notifications. So please remember to subscribe and download us from Google Play Store so that you are able to see every time we do an update. And until next week, I thank you so much for taking your time. Happy parenting, and bye-bye.